Tuesday evening, everyone. Let's get ready to do this. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Chat room's refreshing. Everybody's getting a seat. We're going to see what we can get into tonight. We're still waiting on our guests to call in. So while we're waiting on Woody and John, we'll go ahead and cover some past week's episodes.
Can I push a button?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Okay, carry on.
Well, now we are official. If you do not or have missed a kayak fishing radio show any night of the week, it's on you, because there's one way or another you can definitely catch all of the Kayak Fishing Radio hosts' nightly shows. We also have the iPhone app is up and running. So if you have an Android app out there, we have the iPhone app out there, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, kayakfishingradio.com. And you can still get your podcasts on iTunes. And you can get your podcast direct through the app. So if you're missing something from Kayak Fishing Radio, then it's on you, because I don't think there's any other way except for if we do transcripts and print them out and mail them to your house, then you would get all the information. So we pretty much covered the gamut there on making sure that everybody can tune in to all of the weekly, nightly shows. So like I said, if you do have an iPhone, your app is now available, Android app through the Google Play, and then obviously the iPhone, just go to the App Store. And they are all free. So go check them out. And just don't get in trouble listening at work or something like that. We don't want anybody tuning in next week or sometime and telling us that they lost their job listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. But anyway, moving along. So how's everything going so far, Chris? Everybody behaving?
Can I push another button?
All right, push another button. Push it. Push it real good.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All right. Well, before we get to tonight's topic, we'll go ahead and cover a few things I got here on the list. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to our buddy Rob Choi. It was really cool last night tuning in the Redfish Chuck Show on Monday night. That he even mentioned it, that Rob Choi put up on his blog, and I'm trying to get the link up here in a minute. But anyway, Rob Choi, who did an awesome catch this weekend, he had a 44-inch striper release on his 8-pound test. So that's pretty incredible right there to be able to land a striper that big on an 8-pound test. IGFA rules applied there, and Rob was going for a record. But anyway, shout out to you, Rob Choi, for that one. The striper bite in general, it's kind of all right. It's not really great yet. But I think if everybody remembers a couple of weeks ago on the show, I was saying that there's still plenty of other things to do, and don't get too excited and rush out to go for the striper, because the togs are still available and the special trout, mostly the trout, are in the Elizabeth River. I've been getting mixed bags of reports from Rudy Inlet, but the predominant catches are coming from the Elizabeth River on the trout. Dog I haven't been hearing so much about in the past week because everybody's striper fishing. But that's a kind of a hint-hint thing. If everybody's out striper fishing, then it'd be a good time to go togging, because you wouldn't have so many people sitting on your spots. But the water temperatures really haven't dropped much. We've kind of had a pretty mild winter so far. Dropped a little bit here today, but I think for the most part we're going to stay good for a while. And hopefully the water temperature will stay around there, because in a couple more weeks, the bay season will close for stripers. So that'll put all the boats and everything back out into the ocean looking for the big rockfish. And then us kayakers will have the concrete ships in the eastern shore basically all to ourselves, because most people who run those big boats, they're not going to waste the time. If they can't keep it, they're going to want to get out in the ocean and catch the fish that they can keep. So and times in the past where, like I said, the concrete ships are very desolate over there. So hopefully that'll be the same way this winter if things go right. So striper bite off and on. We had several catches come in the tackle shop this past weekend. A few over 40 pounds. Definitely had a lot of 44-inch release citations. And a lot of people who came in with 38, 39-pound fish who were hoping to squeak into that 40-pound category. So no paper, just a good meal, I guess. But anyway, that's about all we got locally, trout, tog, and striper. And while I'm doing reports, before we get going any further here, I'd always give my North Carolina report from Mr. Philip Ruckert over at Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina. Philip's always on time. Make sure to get a report in to us every week. So see what Philip's got this week going on down in North Carolina. It says here, the Neuse River and Pamlico Sound Creeks, rat and low slot reds are schooled up and will eat just about anything. For upper slot and above reds, look just outside the inlet. And on the freshwater scene, while some lakes were producing bites on spinner and crankbaits, others weren't so kind the past weekend. Surface water temperatures are right around 50 degrees. Let's see. Oh, some bad news, too, coming from Philip, it looks like. Sadly, we lost an angler who drowned while trying to swim out to his boat and had drifted away from the dock. Loss of muscle function doesn't take long, and temperatures this low, so dress accordingly. Now, kind of a sad thing to have to report, but we've been talking about that here for the past few weeks, too, that time of the year to be dressed properly, because if your body hits that cold water, it doesn't take long. So sorry to hear about that, Philip. Just a little lesson there for everybody. Pay attention, dress properly. And he's got an upcoming event here this Saturday, the 15th. Get Outdoors is hosting their Customer Appreciation Day with free clinics, a potluck, and more. The woman's program director will be speaking on knot and car top loading tips and tricks for women. Chris, you got a tip and trick for that, don't you? Chris?
What you talking about, Willis?
I said you got a tip for loading a car top loading trick.
Oh,
tips,
yeah.
And trick.
Buy a Tegris.
Buy a Tegris.
Buy a Tegris and you'll be loading and unloading all by yourself. No man needed.
Wow. I'll remember that next time we go fishing. And Philip's going to be doing a video.
You're still going to carry my stuff whether you want to or not, just by the virtue that we're married.
Man, that's how it works.
I love you.
Love you too. Philip will present a video also this weekend on Kayaker's Perspective covering camera mounts and shooting and editing. That should be pretty interesting. So that's at Get Outdoors. You can go check out that information on shopgetoutdoors.com. And once again, as always, Philip Ruckert, Yak for Fish, thank you for your report. All right, what else do we got that I'm missing before we get to our guest? Oh, pretty stoked this week. I got my tackle webs in the mail. Have not had a chance yet to use them, but we have gotten our tackle webs. They're going to make a great addition to the native first-class seats on the back there for a little extra gear. So thank you, Mike Ortega and the gang down tackle webs. Very cool. We're looking forward to putting those on our native boats and getting out on the water and giving them a try. That's pretty cool. Yeah, post some pics. We got to post some pics. But we did get our tackle web, so hopefully this weekend we'll make it out on the water and we'll give you some live action pictures, fishing. That's all I got, really. Upcoming, nothing great. We got shows that we talked about last week, but we'll give those dates and all once the holidays are over. Everybody's focused on other things right now. I don't believe I'm missing anything else too major. So, anyway, there's a new tournament in town. New tournament going to be in March. Pretty exciting to hear about. Even more exciting to hear about when I heard about the two guys that were putting on the tournament. So it's not going to be your average tournament. But then again, when you take two whitewater kayakers, you give them the green light to go ahead and put a fishing tournament together, you couldn't expect it to be normal. Any group of guys have always said you got to put a helmet on when you get in a kayak. That's when Mark quit. So, but the two guys that kind of founded tonight's topic, the Adventure Fishing World Championships, is Woody and John. Or I guess on the phone, is Woody there? Are you here, Woody?
Yeah,
Check.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Very cool. John with you?
Yep, right here.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Oh, man, hanging out at the house. Down in Green Cove Road, buddy.
You need to get up this way. It's cold, windy, and the jets are flying. You guys need to come on up.
Oh, plus we have the Hellcat.
I could not believe how quiet it is here right now. The bugs are gone. The birds are gone. This dead quiet.
You get in the car and head north. I'll give you some sound.
Tell D hugs back. I'm getting dialed here on the Log Talk radio scene. So,
Gator Dave, D, what's
Gator
happening?
Dave. All right, so you guys have a computer up in front of you, so you can see the chat room.
Yeah, we got the chat room on. We can see what people are.
Well,
any bears in your backyard? Yeah, actually, we had a bear this summer in our backyard on our porch. I'm sorry.
No, they're
I'm
talking
reading.
About Woody. They're talking about the four-legged kind of bear.
Yeah, wow. I know. We have dude, yak groupie. Which one has the draw? Nobody's got an accent here.
we'll let.
Melita making friends right out of the box.
We haven't even made it 15 minutes into the show. Jeez, come on, people.
Hey, we're live action here in Saluda, North Carolina.
Naked bears on the back porch and all, huh?
Oh yeah. It almost got had like it was walking off with a cooler full of beer. Honest truth.
So apparently that was
a
bear that likes PBR then, right? It was coming off of your back porch. very cool. So
thank you, Mark and Chris.
Oh, thank you, John. I was just getting ready to say, Woody and John, thank you guys for being our guests tonight and giving up your Tuesday evening in that quiet little town of yours to do something fun and exciting like joining us here on Kayak Fishing Radio. But you guys have something very exciting to talk about tonight, and it didn't seem like you put the word out about this tournament, and the Coconut Telegraph was going nuts out there. Everybody was talking about it. Questions were being asked. So I figured what better way to get the questions answered than to have the two guys on the phone. I called Rich Jones and tried to get him on air because I figured if there was any fishing questions that needed to be answered, he would probably be the one to go to. No offense, John Woody, but anyway, we didn't get back with Rich, so hopefully we can get him on here another night, and he'll be able to help everybody out, too, with the fishing questions that are, I'm sure, going to arrive. But
I can see.
What's that, John? You break.
I can speak on behalf of Rich. Don't worry.
Oh, you got it covered?
Yeah.
You know me. I'm still pulling bass out with a spot on its tail.
Yes. Don't ask you what a jig head is either.
So hey, you guys ready to talk about the tournament?
That's what we're ready to go. Well, you in a hurry, aren't you? So tell me about it. Tell me, how'd you guys come up even starting this thing? So where did all that come from? Out of nowhere's, boom, there's a tournament on the slate.
Well, it doesn't quite happen like that on the back end. It started, well, there's a river right outside Woody's backyard here. And Woody and I, it's kind of like our golf course when we talk about work and whatnot. It's a river called the Green, and I was out there one day, and I was like, Woody, check this out. I got this idea for a tournament. And he was like, sounds cool. It's a long way from reality. So then I called the Everglades. And, you know, before you can ever talk to, a company like Native or someone to be a part of a tournament like this, you have to make sure that you can walk the talk. So I called the Everglades National Park and got down started the process of getting an event permit. And first, the lady, Linda, who's a really nice lady down there, basically was like, what the hell are you talking about? fishing tournament where you're doing what and you're going to where and how's this going to work? And after about 30 minutes of explaining it to her and then another person there in the office, they were like, well, as long as it's cash photo and release and you're not using any motors, we're into it. And so then I told Woody that, hey, this may be a little bit more of a reality than, you know, whatever, and we started figuring out the details, and that's where it happened.
Cool. All right, so you got it started. So let's get the basics out of the way. So that's the cool part, I think, because the other night people were talking on Chip's show, and everybody was talking about the whole rules and regulations or the, what's the word I'm looking for here, the check-in thing and all you guys got going on. So kind of basically just explain to us, and I'll put the link up. I think I already did once, and I'm going to put the link up to the website for your tournament. But kind of basically give us the rundown of how the format's going to work on the check-ins and all that with the identifiers.
Well, basically, you know, essentially we wanted... You know, when Woody and I were hanging out with you, Mark, and Chris, and touring around and shooting all the native TV episodes and putting those on the website and so on and so forth, you know, Woody was like, hey, I want to promote my kayaks and I want to promote, you know, how they work for fishing and so on and so forth, but really I want to make sure we show how good kayaks are for fishing, how good they work as a tool for a fisherman. For any fisherman. And so when it came time to come up with this tournament, we were like, okay, how can we do a tournament that pushes kind of the limits of what a kayak can do? And that was where the checkpoints came up. So, and then we wanted everybody who showed up to have an adventure, and so then we, you know, we went down and looked at the area and figured out some little secret passageways and areas and way to make sure all the competitors got a real good feel for what the Everglades had to offer and then went from there. And so it just adds an adventure element to a day out fishing.
So let's go over that, though, because that's what I was trying to – people were asking the question. So you got the adventure side of it all, so we're going to start in the morning from said launch. Does everybody have to start from the same place?
Yep. Everybody starts from the same place. We're going to start at 7 a.m. And so what's going to happen is at about 6:45, we're going to hand out an envelope. And on that envelope, there will be a map inside of it. No one is going to know where any of the fishing checkpoints are at. Everybody's going to get that map, look at it, and then it's up to you and your team to figure out where you want to go and how you want to fish it. There's going to be things like tides to consider, the crowds, the distance to the checkpoints. If you want to go to further checkpoints, closer checkpoints, there may be checkpoints that are only accessible during certain tide conditions. There are all kinds of elements that the team is going to have to figure out other than just what lure to throw and, you know, exactly what style of fishing they're going to do. So you got to do a good bit of route finding, and then you got to take into account, okay, this is my day. I got 10 hours to get this done. How am I going to get it done? So does that help answer the question?
Yeah, I'm open to it. I'm trying to ask questions that I've been asked. People have been calling and asking us, or we've heard on other shows here on Kayak Fishing Radio, so everybody in the chat room, if you have questions or anything you want.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of...
Tonight is the night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the coolest factor, the fishing is part of a larger mission, you know. To being able to, number one, kayaks in the Everglades are awesome. But if any of you have ever been to the Everglades, one of the main, you know, like, for example, John and I followed Rich out one day. We're going fishing. And, you're going a couple, 300, 400 yards, and you're like, I got this. I can get home, no problem. And you turn around, and it looks exactly, you can't figure out where you came from. You know, you've only been on the water for 200 yards. So that's when we really, this idea really kicked in, is like, hey, this adventure, while it is a fishing tournament, there's more to it that kayaks allow you to do. As far as we know, there's never been any kind of an angler tournament of this sort.
That's the first I've ever heard of one. Yeah, no, it's definitely. Somebody mentioned earlier they call it the Amazing Race of Kayak Fishing Tournament. So probably
that could be an accurate description. And really, the places that you're going to be fishing, that everyone who gets in this tournament, you could not fish them with a standard motorboat.
Hey, and I'm reading some of the chat line. Hey, Tom, you're gonna need a lot of twine if you're gonna lay a trail down to get back. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be reading this, but it's awesome.
Hey, welcome to my world, brother. Because I try not to read the chat room because you can quickly get off the topic if you start reading what goes on in there. Yeah, especially with people with scissors out there, Tom, your twine would probably get cut pretty quick.
What other questions do you have, Mark, like you and Chris? Are there any things that come to your mind or thing, little pebbles that have been left uncovered?
Not pebbles, but the things I just want to cover tonight. So what are the species that are involved? So obviously we still have a fishing tournament besides for the adventure side of things. So what are the targeted fish for the event?
The targeted fish. Well, you know, we had tarpon on there, and we kind of learned a few things about. We had to take tarpon out. There's a new rule. I don't know if that's specific. I guess it is to Florida, but evidently there was a motorboat tournament this year, and some fish died. Some tarpon died. So there's. We basically had to take it out. You can no longer pull a tarpon out of the water and measure it. And, you know, they've got some kind of measure the head while it's in the water, and that was just – so we had to take it out. So, you know, the targeted fish are redfish, snook, and trout. And we picked those fish particularly, to be honest, because of Rich Jones's knowledge of the area. You know, we definitely banked a lot of knowledge off of Rich Jones.
All right. Bait wise, is it artificial only?
Artificial only.
Ooh.
And we're working on a couple of bait sponsors to see if they want to be involved.
Bait or artificial?
Well, that artificial. I'm sorry. Yeah, artificial bait.
Gator Dave also just wrote, it's an old rule, Woody. You have to have a tag to measure it out of the water. I'm assuming he's talking about the tarpon.
Tarpon. Well, so we took the tarpon out. So we did have tarpon on there. So it's redfish, snook, and trout.
Did you guys have prizes worked out? Is there going to be team trophies?
Well, the grand prize is two new slayers for the winning team.
Oh.
What?
The winning team wins two slayers, new slayers.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
We did,
yeah.
Not a slayer.
And we worked out some other prizes today, and I think by the time the tournament rolls around, we're going to be stacked about 10 deep on the podium who get some pretty significant prizes out of this. So I think that's going to be a pretty good incentive. But for me personally,
yeah.
Organizing it, I'm not so concerned about what you're going to win. I can't wait to see the experience and everybody get back at the end of the day and just, I want to hear the stories of what happened throughout the day because there are going to be some. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, this is something for us. You know, we've talked about this. What are you going to win? Thing. And to be honest, this is a bragging rights thing, and I think it's going to go in the future. I mean, I can already see some of the future tournaments if this goes off, which I think it will. You know, I can see an overnight element being slipped in later, and you know, I think this will be a tournament that, you know, trophied and really more of a bragging rights type of a type of a tournament. That would be my goal. But you know, as a manufacturer, and I know other manufacturers, and it's, you know, winning a prize is cool, but this is a challenge. We're throwing out a challenge as much as anything to finish the event and to be safe and not get lost.
Exactly, and you know, to walk, you know, to win this tournament and whatever, we're putting on a show to what kayaks can do, to what kayak anglers can accomplish. So that, you know, it's going to be.
Well, I think that. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No, that was all I had.
That's a good point, and that was a big question of mine. And because no matter what tournaments we talk about up till this tournament, there are always somewhere where there's a population of people that fish. And there's a population of people that enter those tournaments that have the quote-unquote locals' favorite or whatever the case may be. So with this, you really don't, except for, i.e., somebody like Rich Jones. There's very few people that fish that water and would know it that well to even be able to navigate and fish it, which are the two things that you're going to have to do here. And now listening, it seems like navigation is going to be more of the skill, obviously, than fishing. But what are, for people like myself or anybody who's traveling from a distance who's never stepped foot in that neck of the woods, what are we allowed to use for that? Are maps allowed, GPSs, whatever, nav chips in your iPhones, or how is somebody going to be able to get around, or is it just going to be you're going and you're dead reckoning off the sun and the trees?
As long as you don't have an electric motor, a gas-powered motor, or use a sail, as long as you are self-propelling yourself, it's fair game. So if you have a GPS, if you've got a app for your smartphone, if you want to bring tactical pilot charts or whatever you want to bring to help you as far as navigation, it's fair game.
Very cool. Not that I, you know, listening and talking to other people that charts and all that, when you get on the water, it's not well. Walking through the woods or something with a map, not that walking through the woods is easy, but you guys mentioned it earlier, everything looks the same there. It's like being out in the desert. You turn around and it looks like where you just came from, so it's all pretty relative. All right, so run us through real quick, because I want to make sure that everybody, because nobody's asking questions, you guys kind of shut them up because we talked about winning a Slayer. But, so some of the rules here. So it's a two-person tournament. Right? Two people, teammates. The teammates have to be, is there a rule on how far teammates can be from one another?
Yeah, you have to be within sight and earshot of your partner at all times. And the reason for that is it's a lot more friendly to get lost out in the Everglades with your partner than it is by yourself. So, you know, the whole time you need to be with your partner. So if you're at a checkpoint, and just so you know, if you're at a checkpoint and you show up and the person handing out your token at the checkpoint asks, hey, where's your partner, and you can't see him right there, you're going to get disqualified. So it is truly a partner event. You got to work together as a team. You can help keep each other on fish. You can cue someone to go to a certain area if you see something roll. We want this to be a team effort. So at all times, you need to be within sight or earshot of your partner.
Okay. Did you see,
so,
what is the amount of teams that can register?
Our permit states we can have 100 teams. That's the most that that's the maximum amount we can have out there that day.
And where are we at now in registration wise?
I think we have 13 teams signed up right now. So there's still some spots open there.
And to register, what does someone need to do? It's on the website, obviously, but just in case anybody hasn't clicked on it yet, they can send their registration in to complete the entry form, and then you can mail it in. And it seems here that
you can the easiest way to do it is just to fill the whole thing out online, and it gets you into the database of registration and whatever. And then as soon as starting after the new year, to all the registrants, we're going to start you know, sending out like some basic information and some various tips and so on and so forth that that if you're on the outside you may not get access to. So we'll have a little bit of extra beta for those people who get their name on the list.
Now, a little teaser's going on there. Get it in. Another teaser is that if you don't register before February 20th, it goes up $50.
Exactly.
Get your money in and off fishing. All right. Are there any questions in the chat room or anything else you two? I want to make sure everybody so we'd have a ton more questions going on in there.
No, not that I can.
Questions on the conversation that I'm reading online right now. I must have come in somewhere in the middle, but I'm not getting into that one.
Good for you, Woody. Just stay away from it.
That's a good thing about this.
Just to clarify, the chat room doesn't go on record. About Tom Bunderhide, whom you've met.
Hey, you know, one of the things that I wanted to make sure people know is, like, when the cutoff time is. And the cutoff time is 5 o'clock, and you have to be in line. You don't have to have already got your photos downloaded, but you have to be in line at 5.
All right.
And, you know, definitely check out the must-have gear because, you know, we don't want anybody to go out there unprepared. So, you know, you got to have a rain jacket, a paddle, PFD. You got to take a paddle if you've got a pedal drive system of any sorts, PFD, headlamp, flashlight, and at least 1 gallon of water. And every team must carry a first aid kit, a mat, a compass, some kind of sounding device like a whistle or a horn, and visual distress flares. And I'm sure that most people, I mean, everybody's got to have at least a cell phone or a VHF radio. And crazy as it sounds, there's cell signal all the way in the middle of nowhere down there.
There is.
Yeah, pretty much where all of the checkpoints will be, all the fishing area, there will be some sort of coverage, albeit not the greatest coverage. We did get coverage when we mapped out the course. So, you know, you can use a phone, but it's important to make sure you don't just check in with all of this stuff in the morning and then leave it, because at the checkpoints they may ask you, hey, show me your flare, or hey, let me see your first aid kit. And if you don't have it, again, you're disqualified. We gotta take this part of the event seriously because, you know, it's an adventure. You're on your own. You leave that dock and you head out across the bay and you're pretty much on your own.
Cool. Somebody was asking earlier about accommodations around there. So what's the lodging situation for people coming from out of town?
Now, if you're coming from out of town, we have basically a 15% off deal at Glades Haven. They have some really cool little cabins. We went and checked them out. 4 people can share the cabins if you're up for bunking with some people, or if you want the cabin to yourself, it easily accommodates you and your team. They've got little kitchens, so on and so forth. All the details are there on your website. There's also some campgrounds areas they at. So,
like 60.
Yeah, I think they're like $16 a night, so on and so forth. So the best bet there is just check out the lodging tab on the website, and you can either go to Trail Lakes Campground or Glades Haven, and then there's other places in town that you can do a quick little Google search and figure it out. But the best deal is going to be to go right to Glades Haven because you'll know, let's say you want to come down for a couple hours and pre-fish, that boat ramp is where everybody wants from, so you'll know the amount of time it takes you to get to certain areas. And as well, you know, you park your car and just leave your boat right there and not have to load and unload and so on and so forth. But there, believe it or not, there are quite a few lodging opportunities there in Everglades City.
Cool. That's a good thing to know about. But there's a tab, like you said, on the website. And obviously, I don't know if people have been going. I put up the link, and we'll do it one more time. But definitely go to the website. You can read all the rules, lodging, sponsors, registrations on there.
What about cake? Is this cake?
You guys. I don't know that chat room. Is there like free liquor on the show that I don't know about or something? What's going on?
No, but we can talk about cake at any time. I remember the last cake I saw Tom's wife made. That was unbelievable. I was telling John about it, but you got to kind of have a visual. It's like Cake Wars.
It's better than Cake Wars. It's like she's a Cake Wars winner.
Yeah, we get to try his cakes. Yeah, these are incredible.
So, Mark, is there a kayak fishing radio team going to be involved in this event?
Yes.
Yeah, there's two already, actually. Chip Gibson, we call him the tree, godfather, the tree hugger, our Thursday night host who started this whole thing. Him and his son, Redfish Chuck, from Monday night, and I think he's on with Pepe there, but they're coming. And unfortunately, I think Chris and I are going to have to pass this because we'll be down there 2 weeks prior for the boondoggle. Then I have a show to do the week after the adventure tournament, so it's kind of busy. It's not like Florida's right down the street for us either. So.
Well, honey, maybe we can drive down on Friday. We can drive down on Friday and head back home Sunday night.
Sounds like we might be coming to Florida.
Regardless, love to see you and Chris again, Mark. Hope you can make it down.
Yeah.
We'll be
there. Maybe something will work out. What were you saying, Chris?
That will be the double L team.
Maybe we can swing it, but yeah, it's a lot going on. It's a busy February and March for us, but we'll see. But yeah, like I said, as of now, I know there's definitely two kayak fishing radio teams going to be in there. And well, John, I'm going to throw it back at you then. So are you going to come to the boondoggle in Cars Park in Florida?
Yeah. I'm riding down with Woody, and I'll be down there. I can't wait.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
I can't wait. I'm ready to party down. So I just was looking here at the chat forum, and somebody asked about human waste and packing it out. There are, believe it or not, three porta-potties out in the Everglades to relieve yourself at. But if you can't make it to a porta potty, you got to be prepared to pack it out. Can't leave it out there. So
I missed that one, but I could almost guess a couple of the people that would have asked.
Yeah, I missed it. I can't find it now.
GoGirl.com.
Go girl. If you don't get your fill of stuff, depends. Yeah, it's all depends.
Not. And this is where we lost them. Wow.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, if you're brave enough to try and drop a deuce in the water, you better be ready for the alligators.
Oh, yeah. He did not just say that.
I can't say that on the radio. Sorry.
You can say that.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
That's probably something that didn't factor into the adventure side of things.
All right, I'm going to turn this back over to Woody. I've already put my foot in my mouth.
You're doing fine, dude. That's what this is about. If we're not having fun and wide open on this show, then we're not going to do it anymore. We just got to remember there's younger ears. So as long as you use political correct terms or somewhat in that range, you're fine. You don't need to go anywhere. All right, Woody, you're pretty stoked, I guess. Huh? It's pretty cool. Like I said at the top of the intro here, that we got two great whitewater guys putting on a fishing tournament, but not your average fishing tournament. So I think it probably comes right down your alley, huh?
Hey, everybody who wants to show off kayak fishing, this is going to be the opportunity. We're going to have a lot of cameras there. We're going to cover this thing from head to toe, and really what I want to show the world is that kayak fishing is legit, and we can You can fish just as well as any other craft out of a kayak.
Well, this is you're right about that, and if nobody out there, people out there aren't aware of it, it sounds like you guys definitely have gotten the vehicle to get the word out there about it. It'll be a lot of fun. I think the more and more I talk to you two tonight, we're going to have to figure out how to get back in the car after going to Cars Park.
Actually, Melita is bringing up a good point. How are you guys for volunteer? How many manpower people are you going to need to help out down there? For those people that might not necessarily want or can't fish it, do you need volunteers? And if so, how can they get a hold of you?
There is a contact tab on the website, and we are certainly looking for volunteers. There's going to be a lot of little things that come up, but we already have a list of 6 volunteer places, spots that we need to fulfill. So just go to the website, hit us up on the Facebook, hit the native Facebook site. The word will get back, and we'll kind of give everybody a position and a job. We'd like as much community involvement, like as much as the Florida kayak fishing scene wants to come down and help out and be a part of this, we welcome everybody. Like, it doesn't matter if you have a native kayaker or whatnot. So we're all about it.
Well, you're going to need just that alone for the people that are going to be on the water for the check-in, correct? So you're going to need some individual kayakers to be stationed at said checkpoints to be waiting for the teams.
We're gonna have a motorboat to take those people to the checkpoints, and we're gonna have some like film crew at those checkpoints. But we definitely need volunteers for all sorts of things. So and as much involvement as we can get, we got T-shirts that Gator Dave is gonna make up that we can hook some people up with, and we're gonna have a good time. More the merrier, in my opinion.
A lot of this, one of the questions it says is motorboatable from Agent VA Joe Ocampo. the checkpoints obviously are going to be for sure, we're going to have to take a boat out there. We can get close. Right. We can get close with a motorboat, but it's not the most friendly place for a motorboat where we're going.
All right, enough said about that, I guess. Agent Joe. That was pretty good. Well, you read out his whole... Sorry, I was reading the chat room now, too, because these guys are... Pretty cool. All right, any final notes, any final words, anything that we've missed tonight? Is there any questions that anybody didn't get answered? I know somebody said something earlier about ask my question, and I don't think I did, so I want to make sure while you have both Woody and John's ears available, probably the easiest way other than bugging them on a phone call. Anything out there that we missed tonight? I think all the information is pretty much available on your website there. That's pretty extensive.
It was really interesting when John came to me and we were talking about it, and we launched it. It was really awesome for me to, or interesting to me, how many people thought it was a native-only tournament. And, that's not what this is about. Bring whatever you got, whatever, as long as it's self-propelled, it's good to go.
Well, I won't mention. Never mind. I'll stay away from that one. But you're right.
This is a chance for the kayak fishing community to show off what they got. Let's bring it out. Show it off.
Any incentives to finish well, Yak City? Yeah, we'll give you a hat.
Didn't say it was a new hat, just that he'd give you a hat. They didn't say it was going to be a native hat. He's getting a hat. That's why we got at the truck stop on the way down.
I got some stickers.
Native hat, yeah. What did Chris mention? Who's on the line, Chris?
Rob is with us.
Rob DeVore. Rob's from over in that neck of the woods. Yeah, you can put them on. See if Rob's got any questions. Maybe
he's live.
With a good
Hey,
Sergeant Moore, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, man, good. I'm just wondering if the Double L crew is going to make an appearance down there.
Well, we had talked in the beginning that it was a little tight for us, but I think after listening to this and with the private messages I've been getting from my wife, I believe we're going to be refueling the car after we get back from the boondoggle, it sounds like. Might have to see if Uncle Woody... Woody can throw a couple of extra kayaks on the trailer for us, though. But, yeah, no, it looks like we
I think we just need to hook up and do a big bunch of us, do a big road trip down there.
And we're going to have a hell of a party Saturday night anyway, so.
There you go. Just stay, you know, just go to Boondoggle and stay, you know.
Are you going to call my boss? You going to call my boss and explain that to her?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll call her.
Oh man!
If I better not call.
Look, there's volunteers in the chat room too. They're all willing to call my boss. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, 2 weeks vacation in Florida. Yeah, we'd be looking for jobs. When we got
actually,
that.
You know, we'll be doing 3 trips to Florida, Mark.
Oh yeah. All right, 3 trips to Florida.
So, you know, I want to just get back to the native-only thing. I don't know why this is stuck in my mind, but, you know, what I think is cool is the mixing of the brands, you know. Like, I think it would be cool if a team's got a native boat and a wieldy boat or a native and a Hobie, and if the teams are mix and match, I just think it's cool. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that, we're all about the community having fun, almost boondoggle-ish with a serious edge to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that brings up a point. You said the word Hobie, and we, you know, native, we got the pedal drive system. How is the water for that type of craft? Like, I mean, is it shallow? I know you mentioned tides and all going to play a big factor, so... things like that got to come into play, too.
I think it is going to come into play, and I'm interested to see what craft excels. I mean, no one knows the answer to that, Mark, you know, and so hopefully, you know, with this event, it's going to stimulate innovation with the kayak companies to come up with the best advice to go fishing with. So we'll see. We'll see when it all happens, you know, and... Man, I just got to give, you know, Native, you know, Woody's humble in his regards with Native, but I got to give him huge props for, I mean, they're taking a chance with something like this. This isn't your standard thing. So, you know, you just got to give huge props to Woody and the whole Native crew for just being innovative and keeping the fire going with kayak fishing.
Woody's not humble. That's just Woody. He's just going to. Any guy that's going to tell me that he's going to give away a kayak by using rock, paper, scissors as the means of giving away a boat, you know there's got to be something going on there.
Come on, that's a good idea.
There's people out there that, like, use their kids' college tuition to enter tournaments at the hopes of winning a kayak, and Woody's ready just to throw down rock, paper, scissors, and you're going to get a kayak. Come on now.
Somebody just wrote it's going to be tough to use any pedal drive on the Glades low tide.
Well, better look at the tide chart and figure out exactly how low it's going to be. So,
dude, when we first put the date to this tournament, I don't know if anyone noticed, but we had to go back and change the date. I called John up. He had the date a week earlier, like right after the boondoggle. I called him up and I was like, dude, we've got people going against the tide going out and against the tide coming in. I think we need to change the date. People are going to be out there moonwalking to Texas.
You're getting a bill from a plane getting them back, huh?
Oh, man.
Well, that was kind of you to change it around and not make it too difficult, then, I guess, right? Moonwalking.
Everybody's going to have an experience, and I mean, an experience is about as valuable as anything going these days. So
you know, you're going to have something if you enter this tournament and you finish, whether you place or not with the best fish, guaranteed it's an experience you'll talk about for the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah,
you know, guarantee it.
All right, well, I got asked this question earlier today, and I know you guys, we got to get to this event and all, but are you feeling like this is going to be something after it goes as well as you're hoping it, that you're going to try to do it in other places and do it again?
Well, John, to be honest, John has already gotten three other countries, people from three other countries that want him to come do the same kind of an event in those areas. So I'll let John's the tournament guy. I'll let him answer that.
Yeah, well, we're going to do this one, and then we're going to go from there. But I think, you know, it keeps coming back to me, and when I think about doing this tournament, it's just showing how badass, how awesome kayaks are.
You said it. Go ahead. Just let it go. We're not going to edit nothing.
All right. Well, and I think that this is going to show just what a kayak can do. So as long as that comes into play, there's no telling where this event will go. So, but right now we're fully focused on March 2nd, getting everybody down there, having a good tournament, a good safe tournament, and showing everybody an adventure and a good time. And past that, you know, we'll figure it out from there.
Very cool.
You know, just so people understand who John is. John is one of the most experienced adventure kayakers on the planet. He alone has organized and kept alive a race that we have here on our local river called the Green River Narrows Race, which is by all indications one of the best extreme whitewater kayak races in the world. So I just want people to understand while, you know, it's been said, hey, it's some whitewater kayakers putting on a fishing tournament. The process and the thought going into the process has been done many times in the whitewater world, and John is bringing that experience of setting up a competition unlike any other in the world to fishing. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited. I hope people are getting excited about it. It's going to be a fun, fun time. It's something that people will talk about for a year till we put another one on or whatever.
Well, it seems pretty. Seems like you got the chat room. Go ahead.
Vander Knicken is testing me. Oh, wait. I'm just going to have to do it just because. There you go, Tom. And done. Ah.
Power that Chris has in this show. That's great.
You know what the bad thing is? How many times have I used that power?
You got a lot of fans out there.
Well, she just lost one, apparently. Wow.
I don't think we lost them. He just can't say anything.
Take him off. Let's see what he got to say about that. All right, unmute him.
Okay, who wants me to unmute the Vander Knicken? I'll leave it up to the chat room.
Yo. At Yak City, you can pre-fish all you want because no one knows where you're going to really be fishing until it's game day. So anybody who wants to come down pre-fish all you want.
You might get lucky.
You might get, yeah.
Wow, look. I unmute him and that's what I get. Wow.
Well, very cool. Well, I hope everybody got everything in tonight. It's 9 o'clock. I don't want to keep these two too late. I know they probably got better things to do than talk about cake and whatever else is going on. going on in that crazy chat room there. You guys need to tune in more often and see how crazy these knuckleheads can get at times.
Hey, you know, spread the, you know, I'm just asking everybody to spread the word. Let's get some teams. Let's get some mix and match teams. Let's have fun with this tournament. As serious as this tournament is, and again, don't take it lightly, it's going to be fun.
Come on out.
Yeah, well, everybody here, we got enough people from all over. Share it on their local fishing websites. I know everybody here belongs to one or more of the kayak shows. I know you just did an interview with Yak Angler, didn't you, Woody?
Yeah,
that's a great interview where Woody spilled the beans on some secret things that I had going on.
Yeah, I totally spilled the beans. You guys, and I told John, I was like, maybe nobody read it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to spill the beans about one of the checkpoints, but I did. I called him up and I was like, I spilled the beans. Maybe they won't print that part, but they did.
Well, you know better.
Mark, put the link up one more time.
What?
But it'll still be part of the strategy, you know. It'll still be part of the looking at the map, deciding as a teammate where you, which way place you want to go first, which way you want to. My daughter is holding up dirty signs trying to make me laugh while I'm on here.
Oh, that's funny. You go, girl. Go get them.
They're just holding up signs. That one said cat butt. I don't even know what I'm talking.
Tell her to read the chat room. It's no better.
No, don't. She might not be old enough.
Well, anyway, again, spread the word. I hope you will get some. You guys team up. You know, I know there's some already on there. Daniel Seaman, I want to see you down there. Maybe you should just hook up and it's all ride together somehow. But you know, come back on. Check out Native Facebook page. Check out the comment section on the tournament site, but, you know, spread the word, have fun, and catch some fish and have an adventure.
Let's just hope the bite's on and everybody just slays it that day. But regardless, it'll be fun.
Oh, that was
very cool. Well, we thank you guys for doing this. We got everybody very excited about it, so I think it's going to be a great time. We'll do what we can here at Kayak Fishing Radio to spread the word. It's already, like I said, as soon as it went public, there was already chatter on the shows about it. So we will keep up with it. And anything that you guys come across or any updates that you want, you know, shared out there, just let us know. Get in touch with any one of the weekly hosts, and we'll make sure that the word gets out there. We got enough people listening, and now with all the apps and downloads, I don't think anybody will miss an episode. So we will definitely do our part to help you.
Wow. Awesome, man. And again, Mark, Chris, super fun. Thanks for the Christmas card. Those are beautiful sweaters.
Oh. What's your dog? Mark?
Yeah, they're beautifully burned now. We got rid of them as soon as we took the picture.
What's your dog's name there, Mark? He's got a nice sweater on.
That was Pete. That was the only one we could bring because we brought Earl, Pete, and Daisy with the photographer and cats all over the house, so it would have been nuts bringing all the dogs.
How's the bloodhound doing? Did he ever get over me being there? That dog would not be in the same room with me, man.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Our Thanksgiving guest felt exactly the same way.
He sits at the door waiting for you to come back, Woody. Believe me, he just can't wait. He misses you.
Yeah. Hey, and tell Amara that is one sicko wallet she sent me, duct tape wallet. She's like a master at duct tape, by the way.
Amara,
I'm sorry.
Wow. He gives you a compliment like that, you don't correct somebody. Nice way to go, Amara. We'll talk after this show, knucklehead.
Hey, well thanks right. for having me, guys. I got to go. Woody's daughter just farted. I'm out of here.
True fashion. Good job. All right. Well, we still got a reel to give away, so I'm going to pull a number. Well, I already picked a number, and we had 40 users, and I just picked that random number and went down the list, and people are dropping, so you lost out if you were in the numbers, but the number came up to be our listener Yak Groupie. So Yak Groupie, you get a free wheel from Yak City. Yes, Yak Groupie, it is you. She already wrote me, me, me.
Wow.
Yeah, that worked.
Wow.
So there was a lot of people. We had 40 people when I picked out the number. I just did it random, tried to be fair, and that's what happens. So somebody, whoever those six people that failed, you could have been one of them. But Yak Groupie is the winner. You go ahead and get Chris or myself your contact information, and we will get it over to Adam and gang at Yak City. Tickle me. Oh, Yak Groupie, tickle me tackle. There you go. Tickle me tackle win. Think win. All right, everybody. Well, we're going to let you get back to your Tuesday evening, whatever plans you got left for the rest of the night. We appreciate you tuning in. I hope you got all the word that was out there for the upcoming tournament that Native's sponsoring there, the Adventure Fishing World Championship. Like Woody and John asked, spread the word. Let all of your fellow kayakers know what's going on down in Everglades this coming March. Sounds like a great, great event. It's going to be very interesting to see how that all pans out with all the changes and things that we're getting from the chat room here with the tides and all. They're a fishing area ourselves, so
and I push
that, alone makes it worth coming down for. So,
well, cool. It's a beautiful area. You'll have fun, and yeah. Super excited about it. I can't wait to get down there.
Very cool. Well, we can't wait. We'll see you before that at the Boondoggle. Don't forget.
Absolutely.
The
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle.
Hey, so Mark, Hey, Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I got a big inflatable Jumbotron screen. You want me to bring some fishing movies or something down? How late does the Boondoggle go? Does it go into the night?
It goes until
people
the last man standing.
Here, let me hit that button. I'm ready.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right, perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Did I get your answer?
Yeah. So. I get it. I got it all.
We should do like a video contest. Send John videos. We'll slap them together and show them, and we'll...
We'll give away a sticker and a hat.
I was laughing how he volunteered you, John, to be the one that's going to edit and put all this together. So now people are going to send you all kind of videos. We got to get your email address.
That's just because he knows I can't pull it off. I'll get my 11-year-old son.
You just told this group that you've been watching all night talking about nipple cake and I don't know what else. To send somebody, they don't hardly even know, most of them, a video. You didn't say fishing video. So poor John's going to get his mailbox full of crap that's going to be edited to be put on a big blow-up lawn in the middle of a
street park. We got Bow Chicka Wow Wow streaking videos.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It sounds to me from your little bumper there that bring it on.
So, yeah, that's going to be real good. What a way to throw John under the bus. That's nice. Very cool. Yeah, we'll get some tickle and tackle in there, too. All right, everybody. Thank you again. You guys make this whole thing what it is. It's so much fun with this crazy client we got going on here. I don't know. I got nothing left. I enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it.
John,
enjoyed
Woody, thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll
see you beforehand. We'll see you in Cars Park.
Well, we'll
see everybody
at the Boondoggle or the tournament or both. Can't wait to see you guys and meet everyone. And we'll talk to you again.
Very cool. All right, everybody, get out of here. Go do something else. We appreciate it. Chris, hit some buttons, do some of your magic there.
I just want to spit out that tickle me tackle. That is just too funny, Melita. Anyways, peeps, remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing. And remember, it's getting colder out there. Have the right gear. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.